Hello and welcome to The Bullhorn, a local news podcast brought to you by the Utah Statesman. Howdy folks, welcome back to another episode of The Bullhorn brought to you by the Utah Statesman. I'm your host, Jonah Hansen, and I'm here to introduce my co-host, Brig Haynes. Brig, what's up?
What's up, guys? It's nice to meet you. I'm glad I could be a part of the USU Statesman, so.
Yeah, we got some great articles coming your way. I hope that you're ready to be blasted with some news.
All right, guys. So with the election results coming in, the Utah Statement editorial board came together to make a statement to the public titled, Our View, the Civility in a Contentious Election. Here's an excerpt from the statement. The voting process is a sacred tradition to the American public, and every vote has value. Therefore, any attempt to compromise the integrity of an election or refusal to concede power devalues the votes of real American people. In a year that may be called unusual, to say the least, the processing of votes will be different than any years prior. With many states expanding mail-in ballots due to COVID-19, we may not know the winners of some races until days or even weeks after Election Day. We will wait for official counts and encourage our readers to do so as well, that we can be sure everyone's votes are included. At the Utah Statesman, we recognize and appreciate the importance of political activism and social action. We strongly believe, however, that these things can be accomplished peacefully. We condemn all violence and any attempts at violence during this election season. Our hope for the next few months is that our fellow Americans will strive for peace, remember to treat their neighbors with respect, and accept the results of this election, no matter who wins.
Hi, my name is Megan Caddo. I'm an opinion columnist for The Statesman and a freshman at USU. The most recent paper I've written is about how to control your emotions and not letting outside forces determine how you feel or react. It's especially important in times like these to keep a level head and stay positive.
If you're looking for ways to understand and support your emotions, go take a look at Megan's article at usustatesman.com. It was very insightful. A powerful quote from her piece says, "We can't control what other people feel and how they react to others, but we can control ourselves. We are the masters of our own minds."
Utah State University Vice President Robert Wagner addresses students during an Institute of Government at Politics lecture on October 27th. Taylor Kripe wrote an article addressing Wagner's main points. During his speech, Wagner talked about what next semester will look like. He also talked about registration, commencement, student fees, and what to expect if there is a vaccine. In terms of next semester, Wagner said spring of 2021 is going to be very similar to fall of 2020. He said, "We'll be social distancing, having face coverings, and our classrooms will resemble what they are now. But when can USU expect to get back to normal? According to Wagner, it's not likely until this upcoming summer or fall, at the earliest. Even when USU gets back to normal, students can see some permanent changes. I hope they will be positive ones," Wagner said. "The university eventually expects to get back to full activity, full support, student life, and student experiences. The number of COVID-19 cases in the Bear River Health District has been rising lately, with over 4,000 active cases in Cache County alone. However, Wagner said the USU community is doing well when it comes to managing the spread of the virus. The USU community currently has 165 active COVID cases. Wagner praised the USU community for how it's been handling changes on campus. "As I walk around, I see students wearing face masks and facility wearing face masks. A lot of the reason we haven't had to change is because students are doing what they need to do." Wagner ended by thanking the students. You're an inspiration to me," he said. Wagner also encouraged students to fill out a survey they should receive via email sometime this week. He said the survey will help the university understand how they can do better and help them evaluate if they need to make any adjustments.
Now, here we have Addie Kirkman introducing an opinion article she wrote.
Hi, I'm Addie Kirkham, and I am a senior here at Utah State, and I'm an opinion writer for The Statesman. And I just wrote a piece called Satire is the Best Medicine, and it's about Saturday Night Live and how it's important because humor can be a really easy way to recognize our faults. And I think right now we're in a time when people think it's more valuable to be right than to do right. And this piece kind of addresses that and how Saturday Night Live is important because it shows us our faults in a nice, easy way so that we can move forward and be better.
In her article, Kirkham puts perfectly that we live in a culture of social correctness And while this is an admirable goal, we must not forget that to err is human. We cannot get so caught up in being right that we forget how often we are wrong. Somewhere along the way, we decided that it is better to lie or hide our flaws than it is to accept our flaws as an opportunity for growth. SNL blatantly confronts the incorrectness in society to throw this notion out the window and, in turn, provides an avenue for improvement. We must laugh at ourselves to recognize our own stupidity and acknowledge our humanity. Laughter is the first step on the road to recovery. When we see the comedy in the situation, we can move forward to a better day.
And now, guys, if you want to be in the know, look up Jay Warren, a local musician out of Salt Lake City. Jay has always had a love for music.
Just because I've always been singing my entire life, since I was a baby, like I've just always been singing and grew up in like church and school doing choirs and whatnot.
In fact, when he was 18 months old, he attempted to sing I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And guys, I don't know about you, but when I was 18 months old, all I wanted was some animal crackers. I wasn't really thinking about singing, so that's pretty impressive. Not only did he attempt to sing at 18 months old, he also realized his true talent for music in the second grade. During a school show for his second grade class, he sang You Are My Sunshine with his fellow classmates. During the show, his teacher heard him singing and said to him, "Oh wow, you're a really good singer. You should do the solo." Jay agreed to go in front of the show and do the solo. This single event helped him realize that he really can sing, and in Jay's own words, "Oh, I can do this." In 2017, he lost his job and decided with his wife that he was going to go full career mode with creating music. Jay has released over a dozen singles and also an album titled Give Love. The process for Jay making songs may not be as complicated as you may think. He first starts out with messing around on a piano and finding a chord progression that he likes. From there, he then hums a melody that matches the chord progression he came up with earlier. Once he finds the melody, he tries to find one line, one lyric that works with the melody he came up with.
Tell me what your favorite song that you've written, and then what's your favorite song in general right now?
Ooh, okay. Right now, my favorite song that I've written, I think it's a tie between Beautiful Disaster and Closer.
Okay.
Closer just has this special place in my heart, and then Beautiful Disaster is just so fun. Like, I can't wait to play that live.
And guys, I'm not making this up. I went and watched his video. He is a really good singer, so go support Jay Warren by checking him out on YouTube, Spotify, or Pandora.
Talking about music, our Lifestyles content manager, Sydney Dahl, reviewed a new album, Razzmatazz, by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. Go take a look as to why she gave the album an 8 out of 10 at USUstatesman.com.
And guys, we have USU soccer and volleyball back in 2021. On October 29th, the Mountain West announced regular season formats for baseball, women's soccer, and volleyball. This is big news for USU, guys. Dalton Renshaw wrote about it in his article this week. Though the only baseball team we have is a club sport, our volleyball and women's soccer programs are going to be great. For women's soccer, a 10-match conference-only schedule in a divisional double-round-robin format will take place over a 6-week period, March 5th to April 11th. Matches will be played on Friday and Sunday. A single match will take place on Saturday, April 27th, at a campus site between the two division winners to determine the conference automatic qualifier to the NCAA tournament. For volleyball, a 16-match conference-only schedule taking place over 9 weeks, February 5th to April 3rd, each institution will play 6 opponents twice and 4 opponents once. Using a hybrid scheduling format, the first 7 weeks will feature teams facing the same opponent twice in one weekend at one site. Travel partners will play the final 2 weeks of the season. The regular season champion will be the Mountain West NCAA double tournament automatic qualifier.
Okay, Brig, are we ready for the tweets of the week?
Heck yes I am, guys. Come on, let's do this.
Okay, we'll start with a tweet from @awhalefact
okay.
Saying, quote, "Whales are bigger than most breeds of house cat," end quote.
I'd like to see the proof of that. That's pretty funny. Yeah,
that's a hefty claim right there. Whale fact.
Jeez. Okay. Then TX Tarrett said, "Hi professor, I was just wondering if it was possible to get an extension on the assignment. I'm in my flip-flop era. Thanks. That's big facts, bro. That's big, big facts.
You know, we all got to have a flop era at some point. Why not now?
You know, might as well start now, guys. Don't ever procrastinate. It's right now, guys.
Okay, there we go. And now here's a quote from at Shelby Shipley underscore. Oh, yeah. So it's Shelby Shipley underscore at the very end. I was born in the wrong generation. I was supposed to be born in the early 20th century so I could fist fight C.S. Lewis and win.
Now, there's a fight that I would pay to see, and if you just look at C.S. Lewis, that's just a punch in face. Like, you just put that on a punching bag, bro, and bop, right there.
Yeah, I mean, like, his books are good, but really, do we need them? Let's see him in a fight instead.
His punching bags are better. Like, you know, when he puts his face on there, dude, you become Rocky Balboa, no doubt in my mind.
There we go. I love it. Good tweet there, Shelby.
Nice job, Shelby. All right, guys. This is one of my favorite. At Hotter Dad said, defund the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Man, just think of all the pizza places that would go out of business.
Dude, do not even dare come at me with Michelangelo. He is my favorite. We should not defund him. He's protecting our city, so.
You know, if I could dislike a tweet, Hotter Dad, I would dislike that one.
Yeah, are you kidding me right now, dude? I don't think we can be friends. I mean, I maybe have met you, maybe not, but we're not friends.
Yeah, Donatello. Donatello's my friend.
Yeah, and Michelangelo, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, this is the last tweet of the week right here. It's at Arden Otter, and they said, I'm not sure what a serving size is, but it certainly doesn't apply to cream puffs.
Cream puff calories don't count. Like, are you kidding me right now?
I thought everybody knew that.
Yeah, I honestly, that's like carrots. You can eat as many as you want of those, and you will not become Jabba the Hutt, just to let you know.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and we just want to close this episode by giving a huge shout-out and congratulations to the USU Student Media for winning the 2020 Student Media Business Pacemaker Award from the Associated Collegiate Press. Huge shout-outs to Nathan Larson, John Siray, and the teams behind the Statesman, Aggie Radio, and the video team for making this possible. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, way to go, way to go.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to find more information on our website, usustatesman.com. This was The Bullhorn.